Thanks. Hi, everybody. As Layla said, I'm Anne Stevenson, excuse me, from CSIRO in Australia. That's what I'm going to be talking about. So CSIRO, you'll hear me refer to it as CSIRO. It's Australia's National Science Agency. We're a multidisciplinary research and development organisation. Now, for more than 100 years, we've been applying scientific knowledge to the big issues facing Australia and increasingly to the world. And lots of people don't really know what we do. If you travel in Australia, New Zealand or Canada, pull out your wallet, polymer banknotes are big. They're universal across those countries, and they're used in actually lots of other countries. The technology's been exported to over 25 countries. There's more than 3 billion banknotes in circulation now. And the big one, really, I think, that nobody really knows about is that CSIRO developed Wi-Fi. So if you plug into wireless on this campus or in your hotel or on the wonderful trains in Europe, you're using CSIRO technology. So this is my team. We're distributed across a pretty big country. We operate in a mix of modes. We conduct special projects of varying levels of intensity, plus business as usual. So some of the special projects include data modelling and mapping for a pretty major collection management service. We're currently developing a data management planning tool, which we're calling the Research Data Planner. We have recently done Core Trust Seal certification for our data access portal. We've implemented ORCID integration across both our data and publications repositories, and we develop training modules. And some of our business as usual just includes general promotion of the data access portal. We provide support to depositors and other users, and we do requirements gathering for DAP and for development of our DAP tool. And this is it. We've got over 3,500 data collections publicly available now. It's a repository to showcase CSIRO's data, software and web services. I know the Australians in the room will have probably seen it. It includes functions to make those assets public, but also to store and make findable in the very long term. So you don't have to make your content publicly available, so it allows for storage of raw data for a project. We can store externally acquired data, so data that's purchased in by a project from an outside source that is appropriately licensed for availability across the organisation. And we can store final products even if you can't release them, so for example, if there's commercial obligation. Every record has a resolvable persistent identifier, and publicly available content gets a DOI. Since DAP was released in 2012, we've supported it through promotion, through, you know, raising awareness, through helping researchers put their data into the DAP, and by developing it, so we've been asked to, you know, be able to release software, so we've made those development changes. In the last couple of years, however, we've experienced a shift in focus from support for use of the tool, although we still do that, must continue to do that, excuse me, to dedicated data management training. How best do I prepare my data so that I can release it at the end of my project? I just want to put a little bit of context around that shift and the source of the motivation for data management training. So we have a data governance initiative that started in 2016 based on the recognition that an enterprise-wide approach to data management is needed. In the universities, you often generally offer data management, data science courses within the units, is my understanding. But in CSIRO, all of our people are generally out of university and on their way. So we need to actually backfill their knowledge. So we wanted to start with an understanding of where we were at that point, and an organisation-wide survey of data sharing, of CSIRO employees, data sharing, and data management attitudes was undertaken. Now, that survey revealed that researchers wanted more support, more focused support and guidance around... It's in German. Releasing their data. Sorry. So since that data, that, that survey showed that we really needed to change our focus and move into a couple of different areas. And those are really around training, so cultural change, and some infrastructure, new infrastructure support. So as a result of the survey, one of our business units, it's Agriculture and Food, which I'll from here on refer to as Ag and Food, recognised and acted on a gap, and the Agriculture and Food Data School was born. In late 2017, my team was approached to provide a data management module, and the newly expanded team, we went from 3 to 5 at the beginning of last year, and they started to develop the content. At the same time, our business unit started to wrap up some data clinics. So we have a range of data clinics provided by experts in their field. They're interactive sessions on privacy and data, legal and data, ethics and data. They're open to everybody in CSIRO. They're getting great attendance and they're getting very positive feedback. At the infrastructure side, we've had Core Trust Seal certification for DAP, which is a public statement basically that we're doing things right. And the other thing that's come out of that is the development of the research data planner, which is due for release next month. So in the data school, our data management module is part of a much larger component, which you'll see on the next slide. It's tightly aligned to FAIR principles. If you don't know about FAIR, it's findable, accessible, interoperable, reusable. And what we're finding is we're getting a lot of interest from researchers in embedding FAIR principles in their working data because it makes it a lot easier to release the data at the end of the project. We use a number of mind maps in our data management sessions, so getting researchers to think about the current state of their data management, where they want to be, their future state, analysing the gaps in that process and how to bridge it. We have a feedback loop, so we're constantly refining for the next round of delivery. To date, we've done 3 data schools with Ag and Food, and actually tomorrow and the day after, 2 of my colleagues are running the first one that's actually including researchers from outside of that business unit. We have data custodians assigned, certainly within Ag and Food at this stage. One of their tasks is to know where the project's data is stored and who has access. That's their first task. And the data school participants are actually going back to their projects and encouraging a data management conversation. And that's really exciting for us. Sorry, I've got a race now. So this is the content. The 4-month is really, really intense. The focus is a cut-down version of that. Ignition is designed for managers of the organisation because CSIRO is implementing a digital plus domain approach. They want to upskill everybody. Wait, there's more. This is other stuff that we do. I'm around for the rest of the week if anybody wants to talk to me about it because I actually need to finish. Thanks so much.